conditional use, number 2548, Martin Pacheco and Augustin Lee Pacheco Quillen.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of conditional use number 2584 for Martin Pacheco and Augustin Lee Pacheco Quillen for an outdoor athletic field and a concession trailer slash food truck based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use will be an outdoor field for used for athletic activities like soccer games. The concession trailer or food truck shall be limited to providing food and beverages to the participants in the games on the field. Two, property is 8.07 acres in size. The outdoor soccer field will be located several hundred feet from Camp Road and the backs of residential lots located on that road. It is also in an area of the property that is adjacent to land that is commercially zoned, and it is adjacent to the commercial corridor of Route 13. Three, the applicant stated that they only desire one outdoor field. With this limitation, the property will not become a large-scale sports facility. Four, the applicants have stated that there is a need in this area of Sussex County for soccer fields for use by residents of the county. Five, while there were concerns expressed by residents of the area, these concerns can largely be resolved through appropriate conditions imposed on the use, including hours of operation, signage, limitations on lighting, and other factors. Six, with the conditions imposed as part of this recommendation, the use will not have an adverse impact upon traffic, area roadways, or the community. Seven, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the use shall be limited to a single outdoor athletic field. One food truck or concession trailer shall also be permitted exclusively for people using the field or watching the games there. The food truck or trailer should not be used when the field is not in use. B, the final site plan shall clearly show the location of the outdoor field and all parking areas shall be clearly marked on the site. In addition, the driveway shall be paved to control dust. C, the applicant shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. D, one unlighted sign shall be permitted to clearly designate the entrance to the field from Camp Road. It shall not exceed 32 square feet in size. The location of the sign shall take into account how it may affect neighboring properties. The location and details of the sign shall be shown on the final site plan. E, the hours of operation shall be limited to 8 a.m. through 10 p.m. 7 days per week. The entrance to the site shall be gated to prevent access when the field is not in use. F, the outdoor field may be lighted for nighttime use. The lights shall not be mounted higher than 12 feet, and they shall not shine on neighboring properties. The lights must be turned off no later than 10 p.m. The location of the lights shall be shown on the final site plan. G, the entrance drive and the perimeter of the property where the parking and field is located shall be fenced with a solid fence to screen the noise, light, and sporting events from neighboring properties. The location and type of fencing to be installed shall be shown on the final site plan. Any violation of these conditions may be grounds for termination of the conditional use. I, because this case is a result of a zoning violation investigation, the final site plan must be submitted to the Office of Planning and Zoning within 6 months of the date that this conditional use is approved by Sussex County Council. The final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second the motion.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of conditional use number 2584, Martin Pacheco and Augustin Lee Pacheco Quillen, for the reasons and with the stipulations stated in the motion. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Ms. Wingate?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and the chair votes yes for the reasons and stipulations stated in the motion. The motion carries 4-0. Thank you.